Hey folks, it's Jeff Fuzzy Wenzel from the Woodshed Agency. Today is August. It's April 26th. Where is my head? And this is a new episode of Gawkerbacker. All right, everybody. This is Gawkerbacker, where me, Jeff Wenzel, your host here, dives into some Kickstarter campaigns and checks them out to see what's going on. And what I'll do is I'll back these campaigns just to see, you know, what's the communications like? What are they doing behind the scenes? What are the updates? Do they actually deliver, right? So that's what we're doing here. So the first campaign that I am super in love with right now is called Meridian Line Denim. So this is the ultimate active stretchy jean for the adventurous lifestyle, whether outdoor or urban. They're artfully crafted and responsibly sourced. So these jeans, it looks like they're a little stretchy, right? You can wear these no matter what. The jeans I'm wearing right now, they're not stretchy. Man, sometimes when I bend down, I know they're holding on for dear life. So this campaign only has 34 hours to go. So if you want to back this, you need to do it now. But they had a $30,000 goal, and they're currently sitting at $292,953. And that's over 2,600 backers. They have absolutely crushed this campaign. So again, go check out Meridian Line Denim if you're in the nude. Man, where is my head again? If you are in the mindset for some new jeans. All right, the next campaign that I am checking out on Kickstarter right now is called Knife Block. It's designed by If and Red Dot winner JLE Design. So this is a very slick, very cool looking knife block. These guys are out of Denmark. This is a Projects We Love. Looks like this is his eighth created campaign. So currently they've got 8 days to go. Now they only had a small goal. They only had a $1,600 goal here in the US, and they're currently sitting at $8,000. So they have 36 backers. So it's not a huge campaign, but again, if you check out the campaign, you'll see that this is a really cool knife set and a cool wood block. So go check these guys out right now. Go to Knife Block over on Kickstarter right now. All right, the last campaign that I am checking out is called Tennybot. It's the world's first robotic tennis ball collector. If you're somebody who loves to play tennis and you can, you know how challenging it can be when your balls are going all over the place, that's what she said. This is an autonomous and intelligent robot. It almost looks like a Roomba type of thing for your living room, but this one picks up tennis balls. So this saves players and coaches time by eliminating the tedious tasks of collecting tennis balls. So these guys have a lot of days left to go, 42 days to go. They have 64 backers. They had a $35,000 goal, and they're currently sitting at $46,972. So it's already funded, and it's on its way to being a big campaign. So go check this out right now if you're a tennis player and you know the issues that these guys are talking about here. It's called Tennybot, T-E-N-N-I-B-O-T. All right, let's see if we can't go find somebody to talk to about entrepreneurship or, well, I don't even know what. You know what? Let's roll the dice here. Let's see what somebody wants to talk about over on Anchor right now. Let's see if I can find a co-host. Here we go.
Did you heard about this app?
How did I hear about Anchor?
Yeah.
I guess it's probably been about a year now I've had the app. And I used it. I don't know. I've had a podcast on it now for, I don't even know what, 3 or 4 months. But I love the new features of like you and I connecting. I think it's awesome. So,
yeah, it's like totally different person from totally different point of view and totally different location.
Yeah. And so you'll be my like fourth or fifth interview that I've done since they've announced a new feature. I love it, man. Oh, cool. I think it's awesome. Tell me about your business. Like, what do you do?
Okay, so I'm currently a student. I study physiotherapy. And actually, my goal is to go to the master's in a different city in Croatia. And then maybe I'll open my massage or beauty salon in that city. So maybe I'll go into a little bit of that and try to work on my own for a couple of months or maybe a year or two, and then start to maybe hire one or two people in like 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
Gotcha. So where are you located right now? You said
I'm
Croatia.
in Croatia, Osijek. I don't know if you heard about it.
I have. I'm familiar. Well, very cool. So what made you get into like physical therapy and that sort of stuff? Why is that a passion?
Well, it started with my high school degree. So in Croatia, it's common to, after high school, if you graduate high school, you must take, like, how to pronounce it, like country exam or like state exam.
Oh, gotcha. Like,
Yeah,
see what
yeah.
you're good
So
at or see what you might like.
well,
Right.
kinda, yeah. So you got like mathematics, Croatian language. That's like the mandatory subjects, and then you can pick like low or high level. You got two levels. So you write that, and you also must write one language. So the common pick is obviously English. And my first picks, college picks, were actually military.
Okay.
So
Interesting.
I didn't get in. So I actually failed my psychic exam. So
Okay.
it's totally unexpected. But you know how to say it? How to say it? Like everything comes for a reason, yeah, right?
Right. Oh, of course. I mean,
Yeah.
sometimes it's good that that happens, you know,
Well,
like it turns you on a different path.
just that, yeah. So that's my first pick. So my second pick was English and German
Okay.
in my hometown, and I needed like 80% of my English exam, and I got 78%, I think.
Oh, man.
Totally, totally out of the way. So my second, third pick were out too, and then I actually didn't. I actually forgot to pay. How to say that?
Like a fee? You
totally.
forgot to pay a fee?
Yeah. I guess like enter college fee. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like one total day behind. So
Oh, man.
fourth pick were out of the way, and then my fifth pick was physiotherapy. So totally
Okay.
unexpected, right? So yeah,
Sure.
it kind of went year by year into my passion, and yeah, I'm on my third year. I will get this end of the, I think, maybe July or maybe September. Who knows? I will get my bachelor's degree, and then I plan to go to the master's in Rijeka, Croatia.
Very nice, very nice. So it sounds like you got your head on straight now. You know what you're gonna do. You know you're gonna work on.
Well, yeah, but I know. Definitely. Yeah, but I do know that I don't want to work in physiotherapy only. So I will sure will be working on my second passion. Maybe like opening some entrepreneurial thoughts in my head. I don't know. I don't know
Yeah,
yet,
yeah.
but I know that entrepreneurship excites me, and that is like, I don't want to work my whole life for another person. Yeah.
Sure. Well, what do your parents do?
Well, my both parents were professors.
Okay. All right.
So
So all about the
totally,
education.
yeah. Well, yeah. My dad is all about education. My mom too, but my dad is like the kind of person to only college and like entrepreneurship are like not totally out of the way, but So yeah, both are professors, and maybe I will go their steps. Maybe I actually see myself like professor in college one day. There's
Gotcha.
similar ideas. Yeah. How come
That's cool.
you are an entrepreneur or whatever you do?
So I run my own marketing agency, and I've kind of been an entrepreneur basically ever since high school. I've always had little projects. But now what I do is I actually help other companies form, basically. So I run a lot of Kickstarter campaigns or Indiegogo campaigns, and I try to find money for projects. So.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yeah, so if you have a, you know, you have some app or some widget that you've created and you need startup money, you would call me and I create those stories around it. But for me, you know, entrepreneurship has always been, you know, just something that like, it's just been in me, you know, from even when I had a band, when I was in like middle school, I would put on my own shows and charge people and, you know, and try to make a profit off of it. So
yeah.
Kind of running my own business and sort of being in charge. I've actually never had like a real 9-to-5 job. You know, I've never had to get up and go somewhere at a specific time. I've always been in like my own land.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, that's kind of really, really motivating, actually. So cool to have a nice quality conversation about person who never had a 8-to-5 job or 8-to-9. And so it's really kind of rare, actually. Yeah, kind of rare.
Well, it's good and bad. I mean, you know, it has a lot of benefits. There's no doubt about it. But you know. There's sometimes like things that you don't really know about or they don't talk about. One of them is like, I will go a whole week without seeing anybody. Like I'll literally just send emails and not see anybody. And you start.
Entrepreneurship is a long game. Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, so sometimes like I will like, you know, like I'm saying, I just won't see anybody. I'll see my wife, but that's about it. But like everybody who works for my agency is remote. So they're all at home too. We don't see each other. So sometimes it gets really lonely. Like there's no water cooler banter. There's no, hey, did you see the game last night? Did you see what happened in the news?
Example. Yeah.
So that's like something that like isn't talked about much, but man, it can have an impact.
One of the major risks you got to take to be successful in the entrepreneurship game. So you just need to be aware of that constantly.
Yeah, I mean, that and the other sort of bigger, when you talk about risks, is the up and down of, like, cash flow, right? So, I mean, I have a family now, but, like, it's, you know, it's all on your shoulders to make sure you're selling each month, each week.
Yeah.
You know, there's nobody I can point to and say it's your fault.
Everything is your fault. Everything is your fault. Especially if coworker, like, fucked up one or two things, your fault is that too.
Yeah, that's my fault too. Yeah, I have to go clean up that mess. So, so good and bad, right? So good side of that is like, well, I'm ultimately in control and I can, you know, choose to do stuff, but very rarely can I say, go talk to that person. So,
yeah.
Well, that's cool. So how long, I'm sorry, how old are you again? Did you say, what was your age?
I'm 23.
Okay, and how long is like the whole school process? Is it is it like do you go year round? How long do you go?
Bachelor's degree in physiotherapy is 3 years, and the master's degree is 2.
And what kind of programs are in Croatia to help you actually start a business, or is it all on your own, or like are there grants?
Every college, it's like totally opposite from entrepreneurship. Yeah, you just need to think on your own and how to take one small step, two steps, and three steps, and etc. So it's not like their professors in college, for example, are teaching us to be like to open our polyclinic, like rehabilitation center, or just like a salon. No, these are like average high school, especially in the U.S. So it's really similar. So I think that's most common. It's like working 9-to-5 after that, or just open on your own, like without any advice from college. So you just are on your own. So
right.
I will say college definitely won't take you in. Won't take you into entrepreneurial like fast or whatever. So so it's like it's my own decision. So if I want to open my own business one day, it doesn't matter if I'm willing to work hard or not. This is just my idea. Yeah. So I think
right.
Gotcha. Most of the college won't prepare you, I don't know, correctly or for entrepreneurial problems in general. So yeah.
Gotcha. Well, Antonio, so they usually cut this off at about 15 minutes anchor desk. So I don't know if you've done that before, but where can people learn more about you? How can people connect with you and stuff?
Yeah. I have a Facebook. I have a Instagram. I actually have a LinkedIn too. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How do they get to you?
So yeah, my Facebook is Antonio Rumora.
So facebook.com/ your name?
A-N-T-O-N-I-O. Antonio without J and Rumora.
Okay.
Rumora.
Awesome. Well, yeah, hopefully some people can connect with you and learn more about your physical therapy and learn more about you. So, Antonio, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk. This was awesome.
I appreciate your time as well. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Have a good one.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Hey, Bruno, how are you doing on this fine Friday?
I'm really well. I'm right now in Argentina. I'm from Buenos Aires.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about what you do in entrepreneurship.
So I'm working with my friends, and we are making a marketing agency.
Okay, gotcha. And what are you focusing on?
We are focusing on digital sites.
Okay.
And digital networks marketing.
Gotcha. So is there a niche though inside of that? Like, will you be focusing on, let's just say, Facebook ads or landing pages, SEO optimization, blog writing, or are you going to kind of touch everything?
Yes. The second option.
The second option, touching everything.
Yes.
So what is making you, you know, think about getting into this? Are you seeing a need? Are people asking for your services? What's making you jump into this?
I think that the people are looking for a job, and I believe that it's better to be your own boss.
Sure. Making your own decisions and stuff. So what kind of strengths, like, do you have? And then what did you look at for the couple people that you're working with on this? Did you guys, you know, do you guys all have different skill sets, or can you guys do a little bit of everything? How did you kind of put your team together?
That's a really good question. So we started by, so we are friends in university, and we want to create something, and I really like the team because we really get along.
Okay, so you're looking more at this point, you know, there isn't like a specific you know, skill set that you need somebody to do, like, hey, we've got a client that really needs Google AdWords, we need an expert in Google AdWords, right? So it's not quite like that yet. It's more around the lines of, you know, friendliness, and we work together, good communication. Is that what it's like right now?
Yes, so we are looking for to create more people into our different areas.
Sure.
So we have three areas right now: programming, design, and marketing.
Oh, cool.
And we are looking for to make each area bigger.
Gotcha. So, you know, so what is sort of your starting point? Did you get an investor? Are you guys pooling your money? How do you get off the ground to start an agency?
No, we are putting our own money.
Cool. And how are you approaching, like, lead generation? Are you trying to stay local to your region or your area? Are you trying to go global? How do you get people to start knocking on your door to say, I want to use you guys?
Right now we are being local because we don't have that infrastructure, and we think that in the future we'll be global.
That's cool. And so what does I guess in your mind, what does scale look like? How do you grow your agency? Or do you see yourself trying to become like a like an international firm? Or do you see yourself really finding a niche maybe in your own backyard? Like, what in your mind, what does scale look like?
I think, first of all, we have to be more organized in a local scale, and we have to try to improve our company.
And what do you think, in your opinion, what is like the biggest thing that, boy, if you could fix this one thing, you know, this would happen? Is there one thing that you're looking at right now?
No, right now we are looking for create a big team, a really good team and organized team right now.
Okay. Do you have clients at the moment, or are you still waiting for that first big client to come in?
We have clients in the moment right now, yes.
Yeah, and how are they working out? Are there any headaches there? Are there anything that just you know, without getting into specifics, obviously, but like, you know, are they the right type of clients you're looking for? Because again, I'm an agency owner myself, so I ask these questions from, you know, this is some of the stuff I have, where I have some clients that are amazing, I have some clients that I just had to take, you know, and as you're growing, you're trying to get, you know, you want a roster of all great clients, right? So where are you guys in that sort of timeline right now?
Now we have really good clients, and they like to get the best service that they can, of course.
Sure. So for you personally, like, what has made you, you know, want to be an entrepreneur? Were your parents entrepreneurs? How did you start thinking, you know, I think I want to create an agency? Was it something you learned in school?
No, I was in school and I didn't get along with my classmates. And I wanted to create something. I thought that I can create something that's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's a good mindset to have there. So where do you see, I guess, you know, maybe the next 6 months going? What is the big focus for the next few months for the company?
So we are launching our company, our web page, in 10 days.
Okay.
And if you want, you can check it out. And
yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. At the end of this, I would definitely want to get all your contact info and stuff. So in the next 10 days, you're launching the website. Are you doing like a big party or something with it? Or are you doing any sort of celebration? What's happening?
Can you repeat the question?
So I was asking, so how are you doing the launch of this? Like, the website's just going to go live, or are you having a party for it? How are you announcing to the world that you're coming online?
No, we are launching the page, and maybe we are going to have a party with the team.
Very cool. And awesome. So I guess, you know, if that's your next maybe, you know, 10 days or so, you know, where do you hope to be 1 year from now? What is an attainable goal within 1 year that would still make the entire team happy? Like, do you have that written down somewhere? Is that like a, you know, we hope to do this by, you know, this time next year?
That's a really good question. We are looking for create the best experience in marketing agency.
Walk me through that a little bit. Like, pull that apart a little bit. What is the best agency? Does that just mean, like, you know, are you sales driven? Did you launch a company? What does that mean in your mind?
That means that we have to help as more people as we can.
Gotcha.
We want to make the transition between a traditional job or marketing to a digital marketing.
That's great.
I think that's the best thing that could happen to your company.
Sure. Well, that sounds exciting. So we talked about it for just a second, but Bruno, why don't you tell my listeners what this website's going to be, where people can connect with you? Can they find you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Walk me through some of your URLs. How do people find you?
You can find me on Twitter, and I have Bruno Arari with H, and you can find me there. Then, so the web page is Quality Tech Lab.
Quality Tech Lab, you said? Awesome. Is that .com?
Yes, .com.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, Bruno, I appreciate you taking some time out of your morning to chat. I think this was great, and I look forward to seeing your work, and hopefully we can stay connected, and I wish you a lot of luck today, man. Have a great one.
Yes, you too.
All right, thanks.
Take me your – where can I get to you?
Oh, if you want to learn about me, yeah, you can go to woodshed.agency. So I am a crowdfunding specialist and a product launch specialist. So if you are looking at launching a product, that is what we focus on here, and we find money for people. So that is our niche when it comes to digital marketing. But yeah, if you go to woodshed.agency, you can find everything there. And then Bruno, let's stay connected because we can definitely, we may be able to help each other out sometime in the future here on clients and stuff. So that's why we do these podcasts. It's all about connecting. So yeah, go to woodshed.agency and let's make sure you and I connect. And again, once you go there, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can, you know, a couple clicks of a button and you'll find my whole world. But yeah, but let's definitely connect.
Okay, I do it right now.
Awesome, Bruno. It was great talking to you, and I look forward to hearing from you in the future, man. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Ciao, ciao. Bye now.
Bye.
All right, what an episode. Well, I want to first thank Antonio, and I want to thank Bruno for jumping on Anchor and having conversations around entrepreneurship and what it's like to kind of jump headfirst into it. It's a scary time, but it also could be a very exciting time, right? A little bit of both, which is what's, I think, why so many people do this. So I appreciate everybody listening. Again, if you are a big fan of what you're listening to, make sure you go to iTunes right now. Subscribe to Gawkerbacker. Also, subscribe to Successfully Funded, which is my other podcast, right? That's my long-form podcast. So go check out both of those. Subscribe. Make sure you're staying connected with me. Go to woodshed.agency, listen to the blog. And again, shoot me a message. If you do chat with me inside of Facebook Messenger on Woodshed Agency, you will be talking to me, Jeff. I'm the guy behind the scenes doing the chat. So I hope everybody has a great weekend, and I will talk to you all later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.